We are learning with steps getting daf peyam abeis, and we are starting at the bottom peyam and aleph. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rameir. Avacham Oimrim, Afilu Kosav El Hashem sent the Shavia Reizim Agreshes. So what does it mean Zu Divrei Rameir? That's Pasul Hashol Malta, Zadaf Rameir Shita. The Rabbanon hold, even if he wrote it, L'Shem, the sent the Shavia, it means like the surveyor, he takes care of the properties. Hareizu Megreshes. The halacha is that it does work. I raise him a gereshes, and it sounds like it's a gereshes name. You go marry lechatchila with it. As long as you write Hashem sent to ear, it's enough. You don't have to write Hashem shalom malchus. That's what the Rabbanon said. That's what the this according to this man the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says. The Rabbanon argue Rameya. The Gemara brings a ma'aseh. Who gives the ksiv bei l'shem in Sidandra the Bashkar, the governor of Bashkar. He wrote to get it not for the melech, not for the king, for the governor of Bashkar. What's the halacha over here? He was assuming that if the Rabbanon even, because we're going to be passing the Rabbanon, he was saying, if you're Rabbanon, maybe l'chatchila it's no good. Even a Meir is Moed over here. Why? My time, this governor was appointed by this king, and therefore, you're taking someone his government, that's good enough. Also, the surveyor also was appointed by the government. The Department of Public Works also works for the Melech, but so what? But that's Zil Milsa, that's a very low job. The governor is a higher job, and therefore it's chashuv enough, and it's called a Kiyam of Shalom Achas. So Rav Huna is saying Rav like this. This is Rav Meir Shita, and Rashlan's going on Shalom Malchus. Avacham Oimrim Havlad Kosher. Now, if it says Havlad Kosher, what does that mean? That means that it's not a good get, and you shouldn't get married to it. If you get married, Havlad's Kosher. So Tais already asked, that's a stira to the Mani Yama before. So okay, you have to say it's a machlokes. One Shmuel, one's Rav. That's what Tais says. It has to be a machlokes. And one holds Asa Katchila, one not Asa Katchila. Some others answer that the before, you at least wrote Hashem sent to Shabir, even though he's a very low level, but he did something. Hashem can hear, he did nothing, so then Infir Rabbanah is some kind of psul. But here's where Taisus comes in, and Taisus says, Umasha Anu Kaisvim, this is Taisus like third way down, Masha Anu Kaisvim Labriyas Olam, we write Labriyas Olam, how many years? We write how many years? Umashim the Hashtu Lekha Shalom Machas Bakach. Shafil Oyev Chavmein Amayim Shalom Machas. Even the Goyim, when they write a document, they don't write Shalom Machas. So therefore, Taisis, this is what we pass Lachal Maisa. There's no din hayoyim of Shalim Machas. There's no din of Shalim Machas. And Dr. Gemara Vaito, Moidim Chacham Rameyer, Shem Shina Shemoy Veshema, Shem Eroy Veshem Ero, Shavlad Mamzer. There's a Vlad Mamzer. Lachar, what's Pshat? Why am I the Chacham there? Lachar, the both Pshulam, what's in Shalim Machas is Kosher. And here's a Vlad Mamzer, what's the Pshat? So Lachar, like this. We said before, what's Pshat in the Mishnah Shem Ero, Shem Ero? You remember we said Taisis before? That it just means that there's a name Yehuda and Gal, you write both names. Only Psul Rabbanon. So then it's very shver. Why Chambi Moida? It's the same thing. Psul Rabbanon. But others learn that Shina Shmoy B'Shem Iroi means you actually change the name. So there we understand Taka wise of Lam Mamzer. There's Psul and Raisa. So there you can say it's of Lam Mamzer. Some learn Shem Iroi means Mamas change the name. That's what it means. That's what other Rishonim learn. So this is Shikol Raya to other Rishonim. Hey, answer Tais. You have to say that since Shina Shmoy B'Shem Iroi, if you really change the name, is a real Psul Raisa. So here, even if you change the Huda Gol, it's just bad also. That's good, Moshe. You got that? Omer Avashi, every year Raya, there are Bona Moida. Afanayim Tanino. It says in our Mishnah, Shina Shmoy V'Shema V'Shem Iroi V'Shem Iroi Teitzim V'Zem V'Zem V'Chol Drachem Elba. This is what our Mishnah says. Hi, man, Ketonila. Who said this? Ilim Rameyer L'Ravenu V'Lisnenu. One in saying Mishnah. This is going to say Shalom Malchus. Then it says Hoy Mizrach V'Mayer. Then it gives a whole break, all 16 things. Then it comes back to Shina Shmoy V'Shmoy. One and say it together. It must be. This is a Kuliyama. It's my Mishnah, right? This is a Kuliyama. Ilim Rameyer L'Lisnenu El Shmami. No, Rabbanu Shmami. No, that's why it's a separate case. Now it's said in the Mishnah called Rayas Sha'amru, which means like this, that you have here two ladies married to Reuven, and Reuven dies without children, so they're both Chayiv and Yibum. And to Shimon, the brother, Reuven's brother Shimon, one of those two is a Bitoy, is a Bitoy, which means it's an Erva. So there, they're both part of a Yibum, and the other one went ahead and got remarried to someone else. And it turns out that the Bitoy was an islander, so Allah is Teitzim Mizem Mizem. Why? Because that's called being unfaithful. She was supposed to marry the Yavam, and she married someone else. So the Marmah is a diak. Nisu in, zinu loy. That's only if this other, the tzara of the bitoy, rent a remarried, do you have his halacha? Let's use mazana with someone. Is that also called that she's like a eshes mazana or not? Because remember, she's only a Yavama, she marries Yavam over here. So it's mashma nisuin zinu loy, but it's no snap. Break the Gemara. Let me have tufta to Rav Amnuna. Let me kasha Rav Amnuna. Don't Rav Amnuna. Shemeres Yavam means a isha who's waiting for yibum or chalitza. She's in such mizana. Asura liyavma becomes also to the yavam. Even zinus. So here it's a rai not like Rav Nuno, because it's mashma dafka nisu. The lashon of the Mishnah is that she got married. It says kol rai shomatar semataris hoku atzaras elu v'nisu. So it says it got married. Mashma zinu loy. It's a kasha Rav Amnuna. And for the Gemara. Loi nisu adin lazinu, really both are the same thing. And like Rav Nuna, I why say nisu? Why do nisu? Bahai the tonu nisu lishtam alya nakat. Just say lishtam alya. But beetsam nisu also means zinu. Just say lishtam alya. You don't want to talk about someone who does averis. So therefore, we just say nisu, but it means even zinu. Vigadar, you know, the version is nisu adin lazinu. Right away, we said nisu was lav dafko adin lazinu. Maybe I'll lishtam alya. So let me say yeah, little Rav Nuna. Maybe it's a right, Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna shemaras yavam shuzinsa asur liyavma. Because you say here it's taitzim mizem zay even by zinu. No. Loi nisu dafka. Nisu is dafka. And why is nisu worse? Meshum the mechalfa beisha shahalach bailam dinas yam. Because it gets mixed up with a baila shahalach dinas yam. Now Rashi does not learn kepshutai. It doesn't mean you get mixed up with that. Rashi just says like this. The halacha is beisha shahalach bailam dinas yam, and then she thinks her husband died. She remarries someone. The halacha is that is she needs a get from the second one or so, and she can't get married back to the first one. She can't marry the first one. Why? Because everyone knows there was a mistake, and she was really married to the first one. Can't stay married to the first one. Because people are going to think that really got a get from the first husband, you remarry the second husband, and now you got a get from the second husband, and you go back and marry the first husband, that's why we don't allow go back to the first one. So Zok Rashi, the same thing over here. It's going to look like when she got married to someone else, she got chalitz already, and then she married someone else. Now she says, you know what, I want to really marry the Yavam. And she goes back and marry the Yavam, so it looks like you're marrying someone you got chalitz from. So it doesn't mean michlefa, it's the same gzeira as that. That's what Rashi learns. The same gzeira as Isha, Yam, here also make the same gzeira. Toisvis, if you look at the second line of Toisvis, he doesn't like that. Vekoshlari, the maika ama basamach, the michlefa be Isha, Hachim Yam, kiven the hach gzeira gufa shaykh ba, the losh michlefa mashma, the hachal yashaykh gzeira. He has a big cash in Lashon Michafah, therefore he has a noopshat, and he learns it. It is a Michafah, Ayin Sham. I wish we had more time. Zok the Gemara Vait. Hakoines es Yevimtai. It says in the Mishnah, two cases of Yevama. One case of Yevama is where there was a Tzaras Erva and she married someone. Another case was, it wasn't a Tzaras Erva. The other one did Yibum. So that's what she went to be married. And both cases we say is, if it turns out they're islandess, the other one is islandess, it's teisim mizeh mizeh. The Shah is why need two cases. What do you need two cases for? V'tricha, diyashvim hach kamaisa. If you said the first case, which is the case of tzaras erva, shalom la'akayim mitzivim. There, no mitzivim was v'kuyim. So there, you should wait. What's the rush? Wait to see if this other, the tzara is an islandess, and then you get remarried. Avahocha, but here, the kayim mitzivim, here, the other lady, Taka, went and married the Yavam. So for sure I throw him free. Emeloi. There's no knas. You don't have to wait. There's no knas. Because there you'll say, what do you mean? She's a kayim mitzvim. V'yashvin hoch. Here we said the second case. From the karam yikameh. Lemaisa, in the second case, they both felt Yibum. So they both had a responsibility for Yibum, Lemaisa. And one of them took the responsibility. You should have waited to see if that really works out. Avahasan by Tsaras Erva, all her life, she knows she's not going to fall to Yibum. She's married to Shimon's daughter. There's no responsibility because she didn't have a mina. She never thought she's part of Yibum. Tzricha. You still need both cases to tell us that both cases is a knas. She should have waited and she should have waited to see if the other person is islandess. Now the last case in the Mishnah was where they got the wrong documents. Went the same cipher and the Isha officially, that's the claiming, picked up the get. And the man picked up the shayvim sefer and they gave it to each other. The man gave a receipt to the Isha, and the Isha gave a get to the man. So it's not a good get. And we would have noticed for a fact, just that they're both coming with documents in their hand, the wrong documents. So we're believing them. So Zok the Gemara. Hechidom la'alter. So Senator Rav Leza argued, Leza says, Pence, if it's la'alter, we believe them. If it's after Zman, we say, well, I wouldn't believe you, trying to make a stick now. Kozman is still busy with the get, that's called altar. But after the get's given, they leave the bezdin, omdu, they leave, get up, zel lachazman. It's really too late. You can't claim now you have the wrong document. But if Adabahava, I'm a no. Loy nisazel alter. Loy nisazel alter. If you didn't get married yet, remarry with this get, that's called alter. You can still change your mind. But nisazel achazman. After you get married ready, loy kol amenu, you can't now break up that marriage. And also, you're not believed anymore because you're trying now to you feel bad now that you didn't want her to get remarried, so you're making up a stick now. And you plan it together because you want to stay married. But before that, you could. And the Rosh speaks out that it's possible out of Avdin like Shmuel. Because if you're Shmuel, why do you have to make a whole stick of Torah and say, oh, this is not my get, I have a shayver, not a get? I have a simple idea. Let the husbands give another get. Or give another kedushin. What's the problem over here? What's the point of kedushin over here? If the wrong thing is now, so you want to remarry her, give her a kedushin. No reason to make a stick. If you really gave the get, and now you claim you didn't give the get, so then just make kedushin now. What's the problem? It's like, that's a big chash. Huh? Well, if he's a kohen, then he can make get. The truth is that if he's a kohen, probably can't remarry anyway. Someone called reach haget. We'll see. Someone called reach haget. Probably can't anyway. But it's a good pshat. But that's the Rosh says. The Rosh asked his kasha. Says he couldn't give. That makes no sense. So why not? So therefore, that's why Rav Ad didn't like this pshat. And pshat is only if he gets remarried. Tanan says in our Mishnah, loy kol amenu min arishin la'avet zchus of the sheni. The reason has no right to break the zchus of the sheni. So bishlam l'rav ad b'ha'av hanitoni sheni, because here she's remarried. So saying the first husband can't claim was never a get. El shmul my sheni. What's sheni mean? And for the Gemara, zchus haru'uya l'sheni. It means a zchus that you get because you like get remarried to sheni. You have no right to break up that zchus. But it's more mashma like the second one there, Rav Bahava. So that's what Rosh says, the Pasuk of Rav Bahava, because in the Lashon of the Mishnah sounds like it's more mashma that way. Back upon him, those are the pshatim that we're saying over here. Now, Taisa has a bumper kasha. The fear of Rav Bahava, and she got remarried, right? So we're saying, then you're not believed. Why? Because of Chashash Kanunya. What would have helped her making a Kanunya now? He can't remarry her anyway, because she got married already. So what would help? Top kasha. I'm telling you, Rav Bahava, the Mukulam Mishnisus, my superior because this is from the Chashash of Kanunya. My Kanunya Shayach. Given this is a sheni, lemotzi lach zero. Teitzim is there, V'yeshloim the pa'amun dena baal soma li boish also lach zero v'also kanunya. You know, a big insight is most crooks are not that smart. Here's a chab. He thinks, you know, he's going to do it. He'll get remarried. Here's a chab. Now I'll get remarried. It's not so shvei. That's what worry. But Kanunya, don't believe him because here he's doing a Kanunya. He doesn't gain anything. Here's a chab. Doesn't gain anything. That's what Taisa says.